Question. Can the angels be described or can they be seen by human eyes? Answer. Angels cannot be seen such as they really are by human eyes. We in this world can have no idea of substances that are without form and occupy no space. Such are the angels of God. At times, however, they have assumed corporal shape and have appeared to men, and occasionally these outward shapes testify to their innate grandeur and power. In the book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 15, we read, "And it came to pass when I, Daniel, saw the vision and sought the meaning, that behold, there stood before me the appearance of a man. And I heard the voice of a man between Uli, and he called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. And he came and stood near where I stood. And when he was come, I fell on my face trembling. And he said to me, Understand, O son of man, for in the time of the end of the vision shall be fulfilled. And when he spoke to me, I fell flat on the ground, and he touched me and set me upright." This was merely when the angel stood near and did not make himself visible, and yet the prophet adds, "And I, Daniel, languished and was sick for some days. And when I was risen up, I did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision, and there was none that could interpret it." But in chapter 10, he describes the angel as he appeared at another time. In the third year of Cyrus, king of the Persians, a word was revealed to Daniel. "In those days I, Daniel, mourned the days of 3 weeks, and I ate no desirable bread, and neither flesh nor wine entered my mouth, neither was I anointed with ointment till the days of 3 weeks were accomplished. And in the 24th day of the first month I was by the great river which is the Tigris, and I lifted up my eyes, and I saw and beheld a man clothed in linen." He described his several parts. He describes his loins. "His loins were girded with the finest gold. His body was like chrysolite. His face as the appearance of lightning." It must be remembered what lightning is and how terrific in the eastern countries. "And his eyes as a burning lamp." He describes his arms and his feet. "His arms and all downward, even to the feet, like to glittering brass. And the voice of his words like to the voice of a multitude, 1,000 voices put in one." He describes the effect of the vision. "And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw it not, but an exceeding great terror fell upon them, and they fled away and hid themselves, although they had not seen it." He tells of its effect on himself. "And I, being left alone, saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me. And the appearance of my countenance was changed in me, and I fainted away and retained no strength." The prophet continues, "And I heard the voice of his words, and when I heard, I lay in a consternation upon my face, and my face was closed to the ground. And behold, he touched me, and lifted me upon my knees, and upon the joints of my hands. And he said to me, Daniel, thou man of desires, understand the words that I speak to thee, and stand upright. And when he said this word to me, I stood trembling. And he said to me, And when he was speaking such words to me, I cast down my countenance to the ground and held my peace. And behold, as it were the likeness of a son of man touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke and said to him that stood before me, O my Lord, at the sight of thee my joints are loosed, and no strength hath remained in me. And how can the servant of my Lord speak with my Lord? For no strength remaineth in me, moreover my breath is stopped. And therefore he looked like a man touched me again and strengthened me. And he said, Fear not, O man of desires. Peace be to thee. Take courage and be strong. And when he spoke to me, I grew strong. In the book of Tobias in the Old Testament, that book so full of human life, human interest and romance, is to be found a most singular instance of the protection which God's beautiful angels ever tender towards man. In the early annals of the church also, in the life, for instance, of that young virgin and martyr, Saint Cecilia, to whom, in our devotion, we dedicate the sacred music of the altar, we find an enchanting episode where the angel of God acts a prominent and even visible part. Narrator's footnote. The Life of Saint Cecilia is available on audiobook on AlleluiaAudiobooks.com. End footnote. To sum up with regard to the choirs of angels, those of the first hierarchy, namely the seraphim, cherubim, and thrones, never leave the presence of Almighty God and are called assistant angels. Their duty primarily is to honor God and praise Him. Their secondary duty is to make known the will of God to the angels of the subsequent ranks. The first choir in the second hierarchy, that is, the dominations, are called ministering angels because they, as it were, order and get performed the great works of the external world, but they themselves are not employed in that performance. The remaining five choirs of orders, that is, the principalities, powers, virtues, archangels, and angels, are called messenger angels, because through them and by them all the external works are executed and all the guidance performed. This has been a production of Alleluia Audiobooks. For more free Catholic audiobooks, please visit us at AlleluiaAudiobooks.com. This CD is free to make copies of and give to your family or friends, but we do ask that you do not alter the original audio. Thank you, and God bless. All you holy angels, pray for us.